Well, okay, now listen, do you know anybody that would own a rooster?
No.
There's some rooster that's out in my yard, and it's been out there since yesterday morning, and I tried to get your package in, and that rooster came over and pecked me, and I don't know who it is, and I cannot get it out.
You have all kind of problems, aren't you?
I tell you, now I called the police, and they said they couldn't do anything about that rooster, that it belonged to somebody.
I declare.
You don't know who it could be, do you?
No, I don't.
It must be 2.5 feet tall. It's the biggest rooster I ever seen.
I declare.
And every time I crack my front porch door, I can hear him coming. He's going to come and peck me in my neck.
I know it. Well, you know, I tell you, I'm just backwards because I don't go nowhere but go down the street and back home.
And well, honey, you've got to be careful if you go outside. That rooster's liable to come up there. It'll give you a hysterectomy, honey, quick as you can sing.
Lord, I hope that's no star, because like that didn't get me. I can't walk now.
Oh, honey, he's the meanest rooster I ever did see.
Amen.
He's got the biggest scrotum under his chin I ever saw.
Ain't that something?
I tell you. But every time I go outside, I was going to get your package in.
Uh-huh.
I could move it a little bit, and I was out trying to get it in. And you know what came running around that house, don't you?
There is.
That's right. And he came over and pecked me. See, I'm in a wheelchair.
Yes, ma'am.
And he just made me fall. And he tried to peck me and peck me and peck me. And I could, and he just kept peck me and peck me. And I just didn't know what to do.
Yes,
sir. I've got holes all over me, honey. I look like Swiss cheese.
I know. I would like to meet you. Yeah, I'm old and sickly and
everything,
yeah. I don't get around much.
Well, now, honey, I'll send my grandson over tomorrow with it, and I'll tell you, if he can get that rooster, do you want me to leave it at your house?
No, ma'am, please. I don't know that rooster. That rooster gets me. He sure catch me. I used to get up here, and I would run him. I can't ever run.
Well, honey, he's the meanest rooster I ever did see.
Well, where in the world did he come?
I don't know what do you know anybody around here that raises sitting hens?
No, not over here where I live.
Well, honey, I tell you, he's loose. He's on a rampage. I could hear him at night, honey. Last night, he pecked at my bedroom window trying to get in and get me. He kept me up until the wee hours of the late morning.
Well, say, I don't think I know it, dude. If you had a stick or something, so you can come in and knock him over.
Well, honey, I had tried to knock him over, and all he can do is get me up the anal. I swear to God.
I know. But you live right the outside of, let me see, who's that called?
Now, my neighbor is Miss, my neighbor, her name is Oshkosh.
Oshkosh?
Uh-huh.
I don't
know. Her first name is Amava.
Amava.
Amava. She's foreign. She's from Arabia, and her name is Amava Oshkosh. And you don't know who she is, do you?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Well, she's married to some white guy. I tell you, it's a mixed marriage. They got children with more polka dots than you ever did see.
That's your mind.
That's the truth.
I was trying to see if I could tell you. I knew he said I was trying
to have me. What? You don't have to yell. I can't hear too good. I got candy corn in my ear.
But you say you know where I live. You're going to send it. They send it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I take
care of those. Well, things. I'll get it to you tomorrow, honey, and I want you to hang those slings on.
Okay, I take care of it.
Thank you, baby. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
I love you, honey. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.